I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. The Paris attacks have a lot of people rattled, and not just in France. Right here in the Boston area today, Harvard University evacuated 4 campus buildings after receiving a bomb threat. Probably not related at all, but you never know. And also today, a new ISIS video threatened that the group would hit Washington just as it did Paris. So could it happen here? Julia Kayyem is a former assistant secretary at the Department of Homeland Security and an analyst here with our partners at WGBH. I asked her if this was a scenario she prepared for when she was a counterterrorism official.
Well, in some ways, yes. I mean, to the extent that this does replicate Mumbai and what happened in Mumbai in terms of these multiple attacks.
The attack on the Taj Hotel and numerous sites.
And simultaneously in an urban environment. I think, however, you know, we had sort of people in counterterrorism had sort of gotten used to this notion of the lone wolf. So they're scary, but their impact is quite limited. What we saw happen on Friday wasn't beyond the pale of imagination whatsoever. I think what's surprising is the extent to which something like that could be planned, organized, paid for, implemented with near perfection. And it appears, you know, barely any intelligence to suggest it was about to happen.
I mean, there have been suggestions that there was chatter in intel circles that something might happen imminently in France. I mean, how do people in intelligence react to chatter like that? And how much chatter is there? I mean, there must be lots of it at any given time.
That's the problem, is that there is so much chatter. And if you look at a country like France, which is probably monitoring a couple thousand people who've been to Syria, they now have a refugee influx. Its capacity at this stage, and it's just the breadth of the potential threat. So in every terrorist incident, there is always going to be chowder found after the fact. It's inevitable, right, that something was picked up. The problem was that the different pieces weren't put together. And just to make it clear, there are 3 pieces to any terrorism incident, right? There's, and we sort of call it ATM. There's the arms, the training, and the money. And so those 3 things are all being implemented by the terrorists. And the fact that none of those pieces were picked up apparently with any precision by French or international intelligence agencies is surprising.
But when their forces of law and order get serious, they can be pretty aggressive,
yeah.
Can't they?
Oh, yeah. I mean, everyone is talking about all these arrests that happened overnight. These are overbroad arrests. There is no doubt in my mind that the success rate or who they get is probably going to be just a percentage of who they've gone after. These are broad sweeps. These are preventative detention. And this is how France is going to work right now until they figure out what happened in this incident, but also to ensure that something more doesn't happen.
Right. Well, very sensitive moment right now, and far be it for me to say what is an overreach in that respect. What about the overreaction on the surveillance front?
Yeah.
Edward Snowden showed the world the breadth and the scope of surveillance. Washington pulled back on that.
Yeah.
Now what?
So did Europe.
And that's exactly
right. I mean, the Europeans were not too happy upon learning
recently the French Parliament, coincidentally, happened to be talking about possibility of expanding it again.
Right, exactly. Yeah. So I think that you see these pendulum swings back and forth, and you're starting to hear these discussions about whether the post-Snowden release about the bulk data collection had the pendulum swing too far one way so that surveillance was limited.
So in Paris, one explosive device was intercepted by a routine security search at the stadium, Stade de France. What lessons can be learned from the security measures like that? I mean, that did work.
It not only worked, it saved hundreds of lives. I do a lot in sports security consulting, because the challenge of sports security, as we certainly saw with the Boston Marathon here in Boston, is you want things to flow, you want people to have a good time, but you actually, the obligation is to keep them safe. And so, you know, when we go through those checkpoints, it's for a reason. And so not only was the pat down that led to the visualization or the recognition that he was wearing a vest save lives, but the decision to do staggered evacuation was absolutely brilliant from my perspective, from someone in crisis management, because they didn't know who might be surrounding it. If everyone went through every exit, you just couldn't secure those exits. So what they did is they did a staggered evacuation where they could secure one or 2 exits and let people out. And it was a lesson learned from other incidences, and it saved, I think, a lot of lives.
Yeah, that was pretty impressive. Juliet, finally, you're a mom,
yeah.
And I've encountered as a parent what must be a common question for American parents this weekend. What do you say to your kids? And we've been talking very much from the brain here. But what do you say to your kids when they ask, can it happen here? Will it happen here?
I tell them, as I told them this weekend, that it can, but that people are working really hard to reduce the risk of the likelihood and to fortify places that might be dangerous, but that we live in a risky society and sometimes that's not so bad. So I remind them of how great it is to travel and to go to a Patriots game and to enjoy being a kid in America, because we are, despite our own fears and everything going on in the world, we are still relatively safe.
Juliette Kayyem, thank you very much for your thoughts.
Thank you.
Juliette Kayyem is a former Assistant Secretary at the Department of Homeland Security and an analyst with our partners here at WGBH.